Imagine me giving you a call on a Friday night or a Saturday morning or a Sunday, okay? And I'm able to solve that problem for you that same day, like that very moment. Like, hey, I can get this done. This is the price that we can do. Mr. Sutter, let's go ahead and get an agreement out so that we can, so we don't delay anything, because I know that you want to get this thing done as quick as humanly possible. What I'll do is let's go ahead and get the agreement taken care of, right? So that I can send it to the title company and it'd be the very first file that they see on Monday morning, 9 a.m. and they can start expediting our closing. Think about that. Why wouldn't that seller do it now? Oh my God, a brick, you know, a ton of weight had just been lifted off of that seller. That shit's in, man. That deal's locked in.
Mic check.
I'm good.
Mic check.
You can read about success all day long, but if you don't put in the work, the mindset, execution, and the hustle behind your vision, it just remains a dream.
When everything goes wrong, you have to take all the responsibility.
We uncover what high-level entrepreneurs, business owners do to rise up from hustling daily.
So do what you feel passionate about. Take chances.
The world becomes your library to help you to become better at your craft.
Join me as I share with you actionable tips to help you grow your business, learn skills, and help you level up in your self-development journey.
Your number one spot for business and personal growth is the Online Hustlers Podcast with your host, Esteban Andrade. Every day I'm hustling.
I know that a lot of people do like Saturdays. They work like half day on a Saturday just because people want to follow up on a Saturday, and homeowners sometimes are way too busy during the day, during the week. So they do have Saturday type of schedule sometimes where they just lock up contracts on a Saturday. I learned that tip from Tiffany High, comes from a sales organization.
Yeah. Right now, from my like high level people, just so that I don't lose my train of thought, that are doing, you know, a great amount of marketing and they're getting a great amount of leads day in and day out, 7 days a week. We're going to build it out. We're building it out to a 7 day operation. Morning through night. And it's a great opportunity just because there's so many people that we can source through our abroad strategy that would love the opportunity, right? Some of these people, you know, they have other jobs throughout the week and they would love to pick up a part-time as a salesperson, right? That helps their family. So if we are able to open up those opportunities by having a 7 day operation, plus the high level people that I do coach, their team, they run like inbound lead generation. So the leads are coming in day in, day out. And, you know, I know you and I have spoken about this plenty, and, you know, you've built a very, good CRM that helps, business owners really like automate that process, but speed to lead, right? So if somebody filled out a form on a Saturday or even a Friday night, imagine that, Friday night, 8 p.m., all your callers are gone, right? You as a business owner, you're a business owner, so you don't make calls.
Yeah.
God forbid, right? I got to have my acquisition people only make phone calls. You come in on Monday, you do your Monday meeting at 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, and then the first call is not until 11 o'clock. From Friday night at 8 p.m. to Monday, almost noon? Dude, that lead is cold.
Yeah.
And so that's why we're going to adapt the round the clock type of deal, man.
I think that will be huge. Never really thought about that type of thing. Obviously, like, there is specific people that you can hire to make sure to set the proper expectations to the seller and follow up immediately. Like, you can have like 24-hour inside sales agents, call centers that are taken in and maybe trained into like at least taking in the information, figuring out like what's going on, what's wrong, maybe how much they want, all of that. And then, you know, set up appointments for the week. But definitely, if you have a seller that comes in from Google PPC or Facebook ads, and they want to talk to you on the weekend because that's the only time that they can actually talk, because the rest of the week they're freaking busy with whatever's going on, work, divorce, dealing with the property, whatever that is. You want to be able to do business with them right there and there, like on the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, let's think about this. That's a valid point. You don't have to have a closer. You can have a lead manager do the weekend stuff. But let's think about this. You have a problem that you can't sleep, man. You just have this concern. You can't even sleep, that you go on the internet to fill out a form to see how you can solve this problem and hope that this company, right, will be able to get back, because people want the microwave effect. And a lot of times when we do the marketing, it's like get an instant quote or get an instant response or whatever. You're losing sleep for like 3 days. You filled it out on Friday or Saturday, and you're not going to hear from this company until Monday. You're going to call everybody under the sun to give you an answer because you can't sleep. People need an instant answer. And so imagine me giving you a call on a Friday night or a Saturday morning or a Sunday. Okay. And I'm able to solve that problem for you that same day, like that very moment. Like, hey, I can get this done. This is the price that we can do. Mr. Sutter, let's go ahead and get an agreement out so we don't delay anything, because I know that you want to get this thing done as quick as humanly possible. What I'll do is let's go ahead and get the agreement taken care of, right? So that I can send it to the title company and it'd be the very first file that they see on Monday morning, 9 a.m. and they can start expediting our closing. Think about that, right? Why wouldn't that seller do it now? Oh my God, a brick, you know, a ton of weight had just been lifted off of that seller. That shit's in, man. That deal's locked in. While another company will wait until 11 o'clock, I make the call at 11 o'clock. Oh no, I actually signed the contract over the weekend. Thank you so much for your time though. Have a great day. Bye. And then never hear from this person, because this person's going to block you because they know that you're going to hound them. You feel where I'm coming from? Like, you solved the problem. They're not going to be searching for other people. It's a contract signed, because this is the business that we're in. It's just solving issues. So don't let people, you know, go to sleep at night worried about X, Y, and Z, or miss opportunity, because it's not, maybe they're not losing sleep, but the first one to the game that sounds great and can solve the problem, well, that person got the deal, man. I've lost many deals because of that. So, yeah. You know, urgency, really, and being able to have all those bases covered in your sales funnel is extremely important, especially in this business where things are moving and shaking fast, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So for the listeners that are listening here, again, share this away. Make sure to subscribe and put a review. If you don't put a review in this podcast, guys, I'm going to shut this down. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, man, don't do that. We're going to keep going anyway. You know, I like that meme. Or is it a reel, whatever it is, where it'd be like, you're going to be sick of me. You're going to get sick of me. I'm going to show up every single day. So
no, if you guys put a review in this podcast, I'm going to bring you guys better people. That's for sure.
Better than me?
Oh, no, man.
I'm kidding. Humble.
Obviously, I'm going to bring you guys every single time a better and better content. We're going to even have people that are building out the Zillow of South America. And they're already being progress 2 years and a half on this. And these people are like high-level entrepreneurs, thinkers that will mix technology with acquisitions of real estate. They started in Mexico and they started on Colombia. So it's huge. Like, they're building out freaking Zillow. And they also acquire properties. So it's something that I have in plan. We have multiple entrepreneurs in this space that are really doing really good things. But Juan, for the listeners, what would you make the listeners do tonight or this week or just tonight? And you know that they're going to get instant value out of it, even if they have a homework. Like, like maybe there's something that you make them do actionable, or like a book that you have to, they have to get, anything that you want to make them do tonight?
If you're an operator, right? Like you have people, you know, you have salespeople and all that stuff. I would make sure that number one, you're organized as heck. Like go into your CRM and just make sure that everything is characterized like exactly urgency, hot, warm, you know, needs attention, what have you. Clean it up, you know, if it's messy, make sure that you do that immediately, and you'll start seeing massive conversion because you're going to target the people that haven't been hit for some time. I would say that if you can spend the weekend doing some automation in your systems, like automatic text messages, emails, and stuff like that, that's a ginormous aspect of the business that's helped me do so many deals on the weekends, at nighttime or whatever, because the system itself, you know, is sending out those type of things. And then if you're a salesperson, then listen to, you know, this podcast again, and then grab yourself, you know, a sales book, right? Or listen to some sales calls. Maybe you can review some really awesome calls by other closers. I provide that to all of my clients. I do make calls so that not only am I a coach, but I'm actually closing deals. So I do provide, you know, the how that those calls are supposed to sound. That really helps, because I ask my salespeople, this is your homework, listen to this call. And then what we're going to do when we role play it, I'm not going to change the scenario. It's going to be the same exact scenario. And I want to hear you sound like me. Just mimic what I'm saying and you're going to be just fine. And then they come back, they do it, and then they make phone calls and they're like, I can't believe it worked. I actually closed the deal because I said X, Y, and Z. So I would recommend that. I mean, keep it light. Just do that.
Which books do you recommend?
Never Split the Difference.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And then if you want to do like a course, I would do The Straight Line by Jordan Belfort. I like Straight that line. One. That's really good. That's really, really good.
Gotcha. Really good. Never Split the Difference. Get all your sales guys and yourself and Never Split the Difference. I think that it is a huge book. I consume that. Maybe already two times already. And I also purchased a masterclass, and I give my salespeople the masterclass of Never Split the Difference. I mean, which is called The Art of Negotiations. And I also give it to my my success account managers. Like, they also are, at the end of the day, they're selling sales. Again, repeatedly the service. Yeah. But yeah, give it to any person that is involved in sales. You will drastically get better skill sets. Again, remember, your closing percentage will depend on your skill sets, and also will depend on the conviction that you have on the service or the product that you sell. So when you multiply the sales skill sets that you have and the conviction, that's where you're going to get. So if you have high sales skill sets, but you have very low conviction, you're not really going to have high closing rate. If you have a high conviction and you have okay sales skill sets and you're continuously improving that, you're going to have a higher sales conversion and closing rate if you don't have sales conviction. So everything that Juan did in the beginning and explains at the beginning, that actually is going to help in that. Because
that's going to be the whole business is going to be mindset, number one. And then number two is confidence. After that, it doesn't really matter if you know all the answers to everything. Yeah. You don't need to know real estate inside and out. There's stuff in real estate that I'm still trying to figure out. Yeah. And I've been doing this for many, many years, and I've seen hundreds and hundreds and thousands of deals, all types of crazy things that you wouldn't even think can happen in a transaction. But that has nothing to do with it. Everything is just the mindset and then the confidence that you bring to the table. That's what is going to lead to more deals, more conversion. Believe it or not, that is the key to this sales organization.
Yeah. So I hope that this episode has is going to help you increase your conversion rate, your closing rate on your sales team and yourself. Again, obviously, you have to have hard work ethic and have to have those skills, and that will help you with the volume But if you really want to increase your sales conversion, your closing rate, these are the things you got to do. Like what Juan does is what's going to increase and add a couple mils in your company. What Juan does to any team and to all, any individuals is what's going to add a couple mils to any company.
Yeah. So organization. Organization is key. Time 100%. Management. You know, those type of things all in one will just drastically change everything that you do and add definitely a couple mil to the bottom line. It's inevitable.
How can people look for you? How can people contact you, talk to you, or how can people even just see what you can do for them?
That's super easy. Thank God for social media. Mm-hmm. Facebook, Juan Nicasio. You'll see me with the guy holding the phone, and same thing on IG, Mr.ACQ on Instagram. Those are the best ways that you can reach out to me. And yeah, I'll be happy to, you know, even give a free consultation to folks and kind of help them find some clarity in their business and see what other values I can provide. You are doing an amazing job at providing massive value, not only to the real estate community, right? Entrepreneurs, maybe outside of real estate, and then the obsession that you have with your clients because, obviously I'm coaching a lot of them and you provide that as a service and they're freaking phenomenally grateful for not only having, you know, the marketing coming through, but at the same time, being able to have someone like myself help them navigate through what happens when the phone rings, right? Like, how do I actually convert deals? So thank you on the behalf of all your clients for allowing me to help them level up, because a lot of them are changing their lives. A lot of them are seeing a lot of success. And they're just growing because of that. And so, awesome, man. Keep doing what you're doing. This is amazing stuff, and you'll be rewarded handsomely forever.
Just like a good Dominican closer would say, ya tú sabes.
Ya tú sabes.
Oh, man. All right, cool. Awesome. Juan also speaks Spanish, so he can also handle any Spanish homeowner out there also train any Spanish-speaking, Hispanic-speaking closer. There's great things coming. So Juan, thank you for being in this episode of the REI Marketing Conversion. And again, guys, share this away in your circle, put a review, and let's get rolling with more episodes. I'll see you next time.